You know, they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Well, I learned probably my most important lesson during that meal, and I want to tell you all about it. So let's go. Welcome to the Hinfluencer Podcast, a podcast created to equip and empower Christ followers with this one truth. The Jesus who died to live in us also died so he will be shared by us. My name is Marcos and I am a Christ follower. I know you're busy. You don't have time to waste and I want to get right to it. So let's go. So I want to tell you a little story about a seemingly random Saturday morning in the Suazo home. On one Saturday, my wife Liz wakes up and says, "Today I feel the urge to make pancakes and bacon." Now, the loving, supportive husband that I am, I began to encourage the woman of God. Amen. Who am I to stand in the way of what God wants to do through you in the kitchen? Let God use you. Go ahead. Make breakfast, my love. Be blessed. After she says she wants to make breakfast, I say, "To God be the glory for all the wonderful things he has done." I say, go ahead and honor the call of the Lord on your life on today. So in our home, similar to many other homes, we cook bacon in the oven, mainly because it's less messy and, oh yeah, healthy, blah, 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 blah. Sure, it's healthier to cook bacon in the oven. So Liz is making the breakfast and she asks me if I would then take the bacon out of the oven. No problem. As I'm going to take the bacon out of the oven, a little bit of the bacon grease splash on my hand. I instantly make a sound like, ah. It was more like a sting. And Liz says, are you okay? And I say, of course, I'm good. Because in all honesty, it wasn't that serious. It didn't hurt that bad. So we kept moving. Breakfast was phenomenal. And I like to say that because I helped and because I removed the bacon from the oven, that the breakfast probably tastes better. You know, my part was so integral and it elevated the quality of an already awesome meal. So, I only took the pan out, but it helped. Okay. I helped. Don't judge me. 2 days later, something very interesting happened. I'm standing in the kitchen. I look down at my hand and the very same place where the grease splashed and touched me, the very same place I noticed something. Even though the burn didn't bother me, even though it didn't hurt that much, a blister began to form on my hand. And before long, I could see exactly where I was burned. And when I saw the blister, I realized something extremely important. Now, I have said some important things on every episode I published, I believe, but none may be more individually important than what I'm about to share right now. So I look down and I see the blister, and this is what I learned. Whenever something of significance happens in our life, it has the potential to mark us. I'll say that again. Whenever something of significance happens in our life, it has the potential to mark us. Regardless of how much I thought it didn't matter in the moment, when Liz asked me, what happened? I said, I'm good. Don't worry. It didn't hurt. If it happened to me and I felt it, it's probably going to mark me. Now back to the burn. I could act like it wasn't there. I could pretend like it didn't happen. But sooner or later, my wife is going to see the blister. Because of her proximity to me being around her all the time, she was going to see the blister. Regardless of how much I ignored the burn when it happened, she was going to see the blister. Now let's pretend Liz wasn't in the room when the initial event happened. Let's pretend she only saw the blister. Logic says I don't talk to her about the blister. I talk to her about the burn that causes the blister. In order for her to understand the blister, she has to know the details of the burn. Now, this is a truth that is ignored when it comes to our emotional lives. The truth is, when something happens to us that has the potential to mark us, it gets pushed down like nothing ever happened. Now, it getting pushed down looks different for many people. It gets looked down because we turn away from things, we ignore it, we shut down, we make promises to keep ourselves safe, we act like the event never happened and we pretend it didn't bother us. It getting pushed down looks different for different people. It may look different for different people, but the goal is always the same: self-preservation. Preserving myself, not having to deal with the thing that has marked me, not having to deal with the thing that has caused a change in my life. Preserving myself so I don't have to deal with what has happened to me. Now, when Jesus is talking to his disciples about him giving his life away, he tells them something that is key for you and I as well. He tells them, if you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. That comes out of Matthew 16, verse 25. And I think this is one of the most important principles Jesus was able to leave for us. Having that mindset would be healing freedom to everyone who holds on to that principle. That principle will help us deal with the very things that are meant to distract us, the things that are meant to discourage us, and the things that are meant to depress us. In Luke's gospel, Luke tells of a time where two people were obviously marked by something that caused them to behave in a manner not fitting for someone who was a follower of Jesus. In Luke 24, we see an account of two followers of Jesus on the very day Jesus was resurrected. And in Luke 24, starting in verse 13, we see this story. That same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them. But God kept them from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing so intently as you walk along?" They stopped short, sadness written across their face. Then one of them, Cleopas, replied, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about all the things that have happened here the last few days." "What things?" Jesus asked. "The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth," they said. "He was a prophet who did powerful miracles, and he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of God and all the people." Verse 20, "But our leading priests and religious leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him." Verse 21, "We had hoped he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel. This all happened 3 days ago." Now, if you keep reading this account of Luke 24, you will read how great Jesus was at identifying the root of an issue and how he used the word of God to help walk someone back to truth. But there is something significant in verse 21 that reminds me of my burn and blister situation. Before I get to that word, I'm looking here, realizing the wording that these gentlemen use. And they said that they called Jesus the man from Nazareth. They said he was a prophet who did miracles and he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of God and all people. When they were describing Jesus, they were kind of limiting who he was based on what they had just saw. But in verse 21, they say three simple words that probably made Jesus' ears perk up. They said, "We had hoped." Now, Jesus knew that his death had obviously marked them. Jesus knew that his death had obviously changed them. Jesus knew his death meant that their life would never be the same. But Jesus also knew that they did not fully understand the significance of his death. He knew that because they were simply walking away from this event. Jesus wasn't going to allow them to walk away from something that had taken their hope. Jesus knew you can't simply pretend that this didn't just happen. Jesus spoke to these men, showed them the truth found in Scripture. He made them realize the significance of what had happened. And once their eyes were open, they saw the purpose. They realized the significance. Now, the pain remained, but the purpose overshadowed the pain. And once their eyes were opened, they made their way to community. They found the people they needed to help keep them focused. Today, I want to encourage you to ask God to search your heart. And in all honesty, if you have listened this far, I'm pretty sure the Holy Spirit has been at work in your heart and has shown you the event that you may be walking away from. In Luke 24, these two men were walking away from the one event that had the power to change their perspective on life. Now, I'm not entirely sure about you, but if there is something of significance in your life, I know it may be difficult to face, but it may just be the one thing that can change your perspective. And your perspective has the potential to have an effect on your influence. And you know how I feel about you already. I believe that you have godly influence, and your godly influence matters. And if I believe Romans 8:28 that says that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose, then I believe that as a child of God, everything in your life has significance. Everything in your life has the potential to either taint or boost your perspective. And your perspective has an effect on your influence. Everything that happens in your life is putting you in a position to focus on God and his goodness. So simply walking away from something that has the potential to change your perspective and on how you see God is something you cannot afford to do. Thank you for spending this time with me. If you haven't already, connect with the podcast on social media. Stop by and join the conversation at the Hinfluencer Podcast on Instagram. Remember, wherever you go, your influence matters. I look forward to being with you on the next episode. Until then, keep influencing for him.